is ordinance number 2601.
All right. Madam Chair, I move that the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission recommend approval of ordinance 26-01 regarding the Sussex County Rental Unit Program for the following reasons. One, the need for affordable housing in Sussex County is well documented and supported by the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. Two, the current SCRP program has been in effect for many years, but at this point only two developments have been built under the program. Three, Sussex County Council commissioned a land use working group that created multiple recommendations about housing and land use. The group recommended an update to the SCRP program that are included in the ordinance, such as a reduction of the required percentage of affordable units in the development from 25% to 15%, B, a reduction of the required open space in the development from 50% to 30%, C, create a better alignment of the rent to household incomes and the amount necessary to make a project viable. Four, the county's Office of Community Development and Housing was involved in the drafting of this ordinance and supports it. Five, under the current SCRP program, rent is fixed at 50% AMI for all SCRP units. Projects are not viable with that fixed rent for the SCRP units, even if the unit number of units is reduced from 25% to 15% of the SCRP program. Based on the information provided during the hearing, most of the residents served by the SCRP program fall within the 40% to 70% AMI range. For these reasons, the increased rent at 60% AMI for the SCRP units provided by this ordinance is appropriate. Six, although there was testimony about increasing the SCRP rent to 80% AMI, that would be unaffordable for the residents to be served by the SCRP program, who can only afford to pay between 40% and 70% based on the current data available from the program. Seven, during its hearings, Council should consider this rental rate information carefully, including the suggestion of a tiered approach to the SCRP rental rates, as long as the target population is still served by the program. Eight, one of the working group's recommendations was to offer impact fee reductions proportionate to the share of affordable units. Since that is a fiscal question and not one of land use, it should not be considered as part of an amendment to the zoning code and is outside the commission's area of responsibility. Instead, that should be considered by county council as part of its fee structure and budget process to determine if such reductions can be an additional tool used to make SCRP projects more viable. That's my motion.
Second.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to approve the ordinance number 2601 as stated in the motion. Mr. Allen?
I vote yes for reasons conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Passwaters?
Yes for reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Collins?
I vote yes for the reasons in the motion.
Mr. Pettyjohn?
Yes for the reasons in the motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 5-0.